Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. Do you want to get in shape, think you need a room full of expensive equipment to accomplish your goal? Well, you can sculpt your muscles by creating an effective workout in your home. And joining us today is Lane Murphy, who will share how to get a great workout by doing bodyweight exercises with things you already own. He will also tell us about his awesome invention, the Jack Rack, which can intensify your workout while still relying on using your own body weight. Lane spent 6 months developing the Jack Rack, a home fitness product that delivers a complete body workout using your own body weight for resistance. There are no cables, pulleys, metal plates, or resistant bands. With the help of some very talented professional trainers in the Boston community, Lane has created various workout routines focused around the Jack Rack that will produce outstanding results based on your own personal goals. Lane's vision for the Jack Rack was based on his desire to substitute his typical gym workout with one that he could perform in his own home. Lane, welcome to It's Your Health.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm so glad to have you here today. Now, I mentioned a little bit about your background, but could you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Well, from a fitness standpoint, I've grown up really trying to focus on good physical health. Been going to the gym for about 20 years, running. I've run a few marathons. And just really dedicated my life to trying to maintain fitness. And the real reason behind that, Lisa, is we've got, unfortunately, in the Murphy family, the men tend to have heart problems as they get older. And I've just dedicated myself to avoiding that that pitfall in the gene pool within our family.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, has anyone else in your family taken on your advice and been working out and taking better care of themselves?
My sister's quite dedicated to physical fitness also. She's an equestrian, which is an incredibly physical career. Requires tremendous physical strength and obviously mental strength also, and she has also geared up her time in the gym and some core training to really be able to move those big horses around. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, my stepmother was an equestrian too for years, and they're still really love horses. Now, you grew up on a farm, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and did you say you still live on the farm? Do you have horses now?
Or? My family has a farm called Mast Hill Farm. It's up in Boxford, Massachusetts, and they still live there. And my sister runs the farm, and they breed horses, they train horses. My sister imports horses. And I never really got into the sport myself, although I can get on a horse and ride fairly well. But it's definitely my sister's passion, and they've been up there in the horse business now for about 25 years. Myself, I live in the city with my family.
Oh, okay. Now, when did you start doing body weight exercises? And can you tell us some examples of
Absolutely, sure. So when I was a single guy, I had a lot more time on my hands, a lot more time to be in the gym and focusing on my own routines. I'd say, after I got married, after I had two children, when my work demands ramped up, the time to get in the car, go to the gym, wait in line for the different machines, locker room afterwards and home. I mean, it was a two-hour trip, round trip, and just a chunk of my day that I couldn't spare anymore. It was just not enough hours in the day. So, there was a time, unfortunately, where I just found myself not doing as much from a physical standpoint. And for a person like myself who really loves and needs to have that feeling of being active, it didn't sit very well with me. So I started doing things within my home that would mimic some of the workouts that the machines in the gym would do. And I found that just using simple things within my house that I didn't even go out and purchase was able to really copy a lot of the tried and true workouts that I'd been doing for all those years in the gym. So, leverage and gravity are wonderful things I've found. And using your own body weight to do various exercises, you can get a tremendous workout. Now, there's a difference in those folks who want to go and build muscle, the bodybuilders. Those people aren't really going to be able to get that the same effect using their own body weight. But if your goal is to get toned and leaned and ripped and look, you know, sexy and have those long, lean muscles, absolutely body weight resistance can achieve those results, which is what I've found.
Okay, so that's like pull-ups, push-ups, squats, things like that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, things that you can be doing in your home are definitely the push-ups, the pull-ups, the squats, dips. Jumping rope is a tremendous thing you can do in your home if you have the space for that. Things so simple as jumping jacks. We all did jumping jacks as kids in gym classes, and we forget about them. But they're a really great cardio workout, which also, you know, gives a great exercise for your legs and core also. Lunges are a wonderful thing. And if you want to put one of your legs up on a chair, for instance, you can increase the resistance of the lunge by adding, again, leverage or putting gravity into the situation. A little unknown gem of a workout that a lot of folks aren't familiar with, but are great for the core section, is planks. Have you heard of planks before, Lisa?
Is that like in yoga, I do the plank pose?
Yeah, very, very similar to that. So these are, you know, to help develop the muscles that support and stabilize the middle part of your body. And it's really concentrating on holding your ab muscles in and engaging them. So there's an elbow bridge plank, which is where you put your forearms and elbows on the ground and straighten your body and keep it very rigid and really hold in your ab muscles.
Yeah, I do that one.
It's really tough.
But it's good.
If you can hold that up there for 60 seconds, you are doing great. You know, people starting off should think about maybe 20 to 30 second holds, but if you get advanced, 60 second hold is great. And, you know, you can flip onto your side and do a side plank for those oblique muscles.
Oh, that is so hard. I took a yoga class recently, and I feel like I'm in pretty good shape, but mm-hmm. that one was so hard. I mean, I literally was looking all around, and now these women have been taking this class for a long time, but I'm thinking, oh my gosh, will I ever get there? I was shaking.
Yeah, they are. They're very tough, but, you know, you think about your body and the way it's built and the machine that the human body is, in that midsection is incredibly important to real physical health. Now, there's the vanity muscle that I call, which is the abs. Everybody wants great abs, and everybody wants to show them off. But, you know, the core is made up more of just than your abs. You have your oblique muscles, which run up and down the side of your torso, and then you have your lower back. So your lower back, your obliques, and your abs all represent your core. An incredibly important thing to be maintaining good physical health and strength in, especially for the majority of us who sit in a chair all day long. To maintain a strong core is a very healthy thing if you're sitting down all day.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I used to teach aquatic therapy, and I would work with people, and I'd have to, you know, really work on their core. And in the water, you know, if you don't stabilize and, you know, get that core strong, you're going to float away while you're doing the arm or the leg exercises. I used to do that 6 hours a day. And let me tell you, my core back then was a lot stronger. Now, yoga, I mentioned that. There's a lot. I mean, just doing yoga is really, you know, good for, you know, some of those body weight exercises you're talking about.
Yeah, yoga is tremendous. I have to admit, I don't do a lot of yoga personally, although my wife really, really loves yoga and is very committed to it. But great for strengthening using your own body weight. And, you know, one of the things that yoga doesn't really entail so much is kind of using leverage or gravity, so to speak, to make these body weight exercises more challenging.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so
that is true.
I use examples of, say, you know, the simple thing, the visual of doing a push-up with your feet up on a chair. So that's going to increase the resistance in pushing your chest muscles by, again, using leverage. Or you can use a stairwell. Put your feet up a few stairs, and you can get the same effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, I actually just started getting questions from listeners, which is great. And
right.
I have people listening all over the world. I have mm-hmm. people in Australia. I have people in the UK. I have people in America, everywhere. Mm-hmm. So Sue from Boulder, Colorado, she said that she's lacking upper body strength and wonders what are the best exercises for developing her upper body strength. Because at this point, she has trouble even doing a pull-up. So
how
do you advance up to that stage?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, particularly for women, you know, maybe a little bit more challenging to build those upper body muscles to actually be able to do a full clean pull-up. So a great thing you can do, and I'm going to have to, you know, revert back to the gym for this one, but
That's all right.
If you have a flat bar, any bar that you can hang from, that's only, we'll say, 2.5 to 3 feet off the ground. If you want to do pull-ups, so you need an underhanded grip versus an overhand grip on that bar, and the underhand grip is going to work your biceps. And the great thing about this exercise is a traditional pull-up, you're suspended completely. It's your entire body weight. So for me, it'd be 200 pounds of pulling up weight, so much I weigh. But if you use this bar that's, you know, 2.5 to 3 feet off the ground, hang underneath it, and get your body rigid and then actually bend at your knees and do a pull-up that way, you're going to be able to ease into using your biceps with regard to your body weight because you're taking more of that body weight off and putting it on your knees.
Oh, I see. Now, you had mentioned the hand grip. Can you tell what would happen if you did it the other way? You said you want to...
Sure. So an underhanded grip is for your bicep, and that's, you know, reaching in with your palms with the underhanded grip. If you flip it to an overhanded grip and you extend your arms out a little bit past shoulder width apart and do the same thing, that's going to be working your back muscles.
Those
big back muscles, they're called lats, the latissimus dorsi. So just by flipping the grip and extending the width of your grip, you're working a completely different muscle.
Oh, wow. Now, I'm assuming for balance, people should do both then. You should, you know, have it overhanded and underhanded.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, that's all part of upper body strength. You should be working every muscle equally. Your shoulders, your chest, your triceps, your biceps, your back muscles are very important. And then, of course, you move on down to your core, which is your abs, your obliques, and your back, and then the leg muscles, which are very important also. But, you know, that's one example of how to do it. Another great way, you know, just to do the chest. And in working your chest, you also are working shoulder muscles. In a secondary function. So the caller who just called in, if they want to ease into doing some chest and shoulder workouts, they can do push-ups on their knees. That's a nice way to ease into it.
Okay.
And then we'll say dips, which are a wonderful thing for triceps and shoulders also.
And you can use chairs for those.
Sure, you can use chairs. I've used the edge of a bathtub. I've used our counter edge. You know, it's chairs sometimes wobble, right?
Oh,
so you have to be very
true.
Careful. If you're going to do a chair, put it up against the wall or make sure that you have very good balance. But, you know, you have to be aware that the chair can tip over. So if you grab something like solid, like the edge of a bathtub or, again, like the edge of a countertop, you know, you can do seated dips versus suspended dips. So seated dips will take more of the weight off of your tricep in your shoulder, and again, put it back down onto your legs or your heels that are making contact with the ground. And if you really want to make dips easier, again, bend at the knees. It's going to be easier to do that. It takes the strain off your muscles.
Now, speaking of making things easier, I've often wondered when people are doing pull-ups who actually can, when they cross their ankles, is that to make it easier?
No, that's just kind of
discomfort.
Crossing the ankles, it's kind of almost a natural. Your legs just want to do that.
Okay. I didn't know if it meant anything.
You see a lot of people doing it, interestingly, but it doesn't do anything for your arms.
Oh, okay. I was always curious about that.
It's more of a comfort thing, I think.
Oh, okay. Now, let's talk about the jack rack. Okay, so you were doing these bodyweight exercises, and then you wanted to make them a little more intense. Was that the idea?
Yeah, that was it. The idea was to make them more intense, to increase variation, and to have really, quite frankly, a standalone, we'll call it apparatus, where I wasn't re-engineering our living room furniture every time I wanted to, do a home workout. So I had a vision, really, of an apparatus that took advantage of gravity and leverage, so the ability to go up and down with your lower body, your legs, and your upper body, and your core. And anytime you go up, for example, you're increasing the resistance. So the jack rack has evolved into a total body workout in a very kind of sleek, lightweight apparatus that, you can tuck anywhere behind a couch or under your bed, under a table. It's very lightweight. It only weighs 38 pounds. And we have workouts that we've created, again, like you said in that wonderful introduction, with the help of some really highly skilled trainers in the Boston community that are now assisting with the Jack Rack. We've created some tremendous full-body workouts, calves, hamstrings, quads, the core, the upper body, everything in a convenient small machine.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's, you know, I met you at the Health Expo
a
few months back, and I remember I was wearing a skirt and heels and the whole nine yards, and I still tried it, and it was awesome.
Thank you so much.
That was
a fun event.
It really was fun.
It was kind of the debut of the product, and we got tremendous results, tremendous feedback, and had a lot of people who wanted to buy one.
Yeah, well, it's great because you can do a push-up on one level, but then you can just adjust it. I mean, if you can describe, visually how it looks.
Sure, absolutely.
Get an idea.
If you can just picture two vertical, we'll call them posts or poles, and on those vertical poles are hand grips, and those hand grips slide freely up and down the vertical post, so they lock into position, and they can spin outside to wide grip. They can spin inside to a close grip. They can spin in the middle for a mid grip. And then the vertical posts are connected with a horizontal post, which is also adjustable for different body sizes. So at the trade show, we had some very big guys. We had a 300-pound guy, really great shape, who was an old football player. He just wanted to give it a shot. So we had to really extend it out because he was a big boy. And then we had very small folks and women, and my wife is 5 feet tall, and we set it down for her body size. And then it's got legs that support the vertical posts, so it's very rigid. It literally feels like you're leaning on a wall.
Yeah.
It's that sturdy.
Yes, very sturdy.
And you can switch out the hand grips for padded bar in order to do some leg workouts as well as some core training. So it's got some adjustable fixtures that you can add on and take off.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody, I wanted to go back to just for a moment, just about talking about body weight exercises.
Sure.
If somebody wanted to use soup cans or water bottles, you know what I mean? Other things in their home as well as in addition to furniture. I just wanted to make sure we mentioned that because I was thinking about that. I know it sounds silly, but, especially for older folks.
Yeah.
You know, I used to teach, I've done a lot of different things in the health, but I used to teach older folks exercise too. And you would just grab a couple cans and have them sitting in a chair, doing some things like that. So I wanted to make sure that that we threw that in. But the Jack Rack is great.
And with regard to other things you can use in home, Lisa, it's my theory on fitness is if you're doing anything, it's a good thing. So just kind of getting up off the couch and doing anything is 100% better than doing nothing. So grab, some milk bottles. I mean, those are great. You know, those weigh, if you fill them up with water or sand, they can weigh 5 pounds. Water bottles, sure, soup cans. Now, you're getting down to the size of a soup can, which, it doesn't have a ton of weight to it, but, again, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
It really is.
That's what I'm thinking. Now, can anyone use a Jack Rack, even if, speaking if you're older? Because you can, again, adjust it to make it just your body weight, to make it, easier. How would that work?
Sure, it's a good question. If you take a person's entire body weight and try and have someone either pull it up or move it, that can be very hard if you're not, advanced or in very good shape. But if you take an apparatus like the Jack Rack and redistribute where that weight and resistance falls into, you're gonna be able to do an exercise easier by reducing the actual amount of resistance or the weight that your muscles are bearing. So, for example, you can lower the hand grips down to the floor and do a wonderful push-up and get great stretch in it, really using your entire upper body weight to do so. However, a beginner would like to make it easier until they get some strength to do more of their own body weight. They can take those hand grips and slide them up, we'll say up to the top, which would be the easiest position. And that's really getting a great chest workout still, but putting a lot more of your body weight onto your legs and feet, which are on the floor. So it's just shifting the contact of where your body weight is to increase or decrease the resistance.
I see. Now, earlier you had mentioned that if somebody is a bodybuilder, I'm glad you mentioned that, because last night when my husband and I were having dinner, we were talking about that, because I was telling him about the show, and he said, well, that sounds great, except what if you want to, you know, really build muscle? But it sounds like with the jack rack, because of the different levels, the way you can put the levers and such, that you can actually build more muscle, obviously, than just doing the body weight resistance exercises without it.
Well,
is that true?
Building muscle is a tricky term, because indeed someone who maybe doesn't have a lot of muscle, maybe has more fat on their body than muscle, can use the jack rack and indeed convert their body mass from fat to muscle. And again, achieve that kind of toned, ripped look. They definitely can do that. But if you were to ask me, Lisa, how could you personally, Lane, put on another 10 to 15 pounds of muscle? Mm-hmm. You can't do that using body weight resistance.
Okay.
So, for example, I could do 100 push-ups in a set, which is a lot of push-ups.
That is a lot of push-ups.
And you're not going to build muscle. You're going to build your strength. You're going to get very toned. But, you know, building muscle is incredibly hard. And the bodybuilders, you know, what they put their bodies through in the gym is really quite fascinating, which is in order to grow a muscle, you really have to tear it and it rebuilds itself. And, you know, supplements like amino acids and advanced levels of protein help fuse or build that muscle as you're damaging it, really. And it's that heavy, heavy, heavy weight that, you know, gets you to that level of you know, tearing that muscle open and building it bigger. So it's hard to achieve that severe level of muscle fatigue with just using your body weight.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, for average people who most likely want to look good, who want to feel good, who want to, you know, be confident, and, you know, when they're on the beach in their bathing suit, they want to, you know, look really good. Absolutely, using body weight resistance will be able to achieve those results. And I'd say there's a minority of folks out there who really want to build muscle. I have to admit, I fell into that category when I was a younger guy. But these days, for me, it's more about just maintaining a toned, fit body.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would think for the majority of my listeners, I mean, this is ideal.
Yeah.
You know, doing the bodyweight exercises, using the jack rack. I was just curious. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm going to get one because...
That's great.
You know, it's funny, too. I mean, the day before, I had just done, like, a bunch of push-ups, and yeah. I was really sore. Do you remember? I was like, oh, I'm going to try this
thing. I
could barely... I said, if I hadn't worked out yesterday, because my chest was already sore. But it was a lot of fun, and you're great. I really appreciate it. Now, I wanted to ask a little bit more about abdominals. We just have a few more minutes. Now, does it matter the order of the ab exercises? Because I know you want to work your obliques and you want to work your rectus abdominis and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Does it matter what you do first? Or?
Well, it's a good question. It doesn't really matter in terms of getting results. I'd say the best advice I could give is lower abs are harder than your upper abs. Okay, so in terms of being harder, you're going to get tired faster. So I'd say work your lower ab region first, because your upper abs are, you know, for lack of a better term, they're easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really hit those lower abs with doing leg raises. So you lie flat on your back, your lower back and your shoulder blades touching the ground. Don't lift off. Don't lift your head. And you lift your legs up and you do alternating leg lifts. Those really hit the lower ab region. Another really good exercise, which is a little more advanced, are bicycles. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but you put your hands behind your head and you bring your knees up, alternating, touching your opposite elbow to your knee. It's almost like you're pedaling a bike back and forth.
Those are great. You really feel those in a big way.
You really do feel those in a very big way. You know, beginners should be doing maybe 20 to 30 reps per set. Advanced folks can try for 50 to 100 per set, but those are great for your lower ab region. But, you know, in terms of the sequence or order, you might want to think about doing lower first because, again, they're harder.
Okay. Now, should people do ab workouts every day? Because, like, I do Pilates. I try to do Pilates every day or every other day. But then I notice that there's, you know, the Pilates focuses so much on the core that I worry that should I take time in between?
Yeah, it's a great question. In general, one should think of every muscle group, major muscle group on the body, as needing 48 hours of rest. So the abs, treat them just like any other major muscle group, 48 hours of rest in between workouts.
Okay.
So essentially that means you can do your abs 3 to 4 times a week.
I see. So it's sort of like when people say, I'm going to do my shoulders Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I'm going to do my, you know, legs or abs Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday or something.
Absolutely,
like that.
Yeah. That's okay. How it should be treated.
That's a good idea. Lane, you are awesome.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.
You really are. You know so much, and you have such a wonderful way on the radio. I'd really like to talk with you about coming back maybe monthly to, you know, even just for a short segment on exercise.
Sure, I'd be happy to. This is very fun.
Good. Yeah, you've got the voice and everything. You're wonderful. Well,
thanks,
I want to thank you so much for coming on. And how can people learn more about the Jack Rack and you?
Jack Rack has a website. It's jackrack.net. And more information will be coming. And as we speak, the Jack Rack is being manufactured and will be ready for the holidays. So.
Oh, well, terrific. Well, if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Also, shoot me an email, lisa@itsyourhealthradio.org. If you have any questions, you can see who's coming up on the show. If you want to come on the show, if you have suggestions. Also, please stay tuned. In a few minutes, we're going to have David Sollers, who is a licensed acupuncturist and homeopath. He's also the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Acupuncture and Acupressure and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Homeopathy. He also is a founder and director of First Health in Andover. So please keep listening. Have a great week. Keep being healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.